This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The 7-day positivity rate of COVID-19 in El Paso County is higher than the state average, and the county's vaccination rate is lower than the state average. Dr. Leon Kelly is the El Paso County coroner. He says the vaccine is still important even as Omicron emerges.
We went from you as an individual didn't have many tools to protect yourself and your family and your community to now you have a very effective tool. You just have to use it.
Kelly says as COVID-19 evolves, so too will vaccines. Denver's STAR program, which stands for Support Team Assistance Response Program, has been diverting some 911 calls away from police and to mental health professionals when appropriate. But the city wants to divert more. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
A pilot program launched in June of 2020 started with one medic and one clinician in a single van. Now, they have 10 professionals and 3 vehicles running 7 days a week. But of 15,000 emergency calls that STAR would have handled, they could only take about 13%. The city wants to expand. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
Colorado will receive more than $121 million next year for wastewater and drinking water projects. The federal funding is part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that was designed by President Biden last month. The funding will likely be used to upgrade aging water infrastructure and projects that reduce lead and chemical contamination of drinking water. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. It is a sunny and not really cold day across Colorado today.